I think it's the most important question that someone running should answer. Why are you running for president? And let me begin by telling you where I come from. You see, I know America is a special place because I was raised by people that know what life is like outside of America. For almost all of human history, people have lived in societies that said to them, no matter how hard you work, no matter how talented you are, no matter how long you're willing to persevere, if you don't come from the right family, you will not be able to get ahead. That's a foreign concept to us born and raised here. But for someone who's lived somewhere else, they know what that's like. They know that's what it's been like for much of human history. And sadly, what it's still like in many parts of the world today. My parents were both born into poor families on the island of Cuba. And they struggled to get ahead. They came here in 1956 because it was the one place on earth where people like them could have a chance to move forward. And life was not an instant success in America. When they first got here, it was hard. My mother was building aluminum chairs at a factory. My father initially took any work he could find. But in time, my parents worked hard and they persevered. And they were able to achieve what today we call the American dream. They weren't rich or famous. You probably never would have heard from them or about them had it not been for the fact that I had entered public office. But they were successful. Because working the jobs they had, my father was a bartender working primarily hotel banquet halls. My mother, as I said, built aluminum chairs. She was a cashier at a hotel on Miami Beach. She was a maid in Las Vegas. And then she was a stock clerk at Kmart in Miami. And working those jobs, my parents were able to afford a home in a safe and stable neighborhood. They were able to raise their family. They were able to retire with dignity. And they were able to leave all four of their children better off than themselves. My parents were successful because they lived the American dream. A dream that has nothing to do with how much money you make or how many things you own on the day you die. The American dream is about achieving happiness. And it's called the American dream, not because we're the only people in the world that want it. That desire for a better life for yourself and for your family, that is a universal hope of people everywhere. It's called the American dream because it's been so rare everywhere else and so common here. And it is what makes us different as a country. It's not that we have rich people. Every country in the world has rich people. Even the poorest country in the world has rich people. What makes America special is that here there are millions and millions of people who will never be rich and will never be famous, but who achieve happiness because they're able to achieve the life they wanted and they're able to give their kids the life they always wanted or a better life than their own. This is what makes us different. And if we ever lose it, we stop being a special country.